90.3 FM.
Fabienne Cola et la Banque Tédé vous invitent au 16e festival Haïti en folie du 25 au 31 juillet. Au programme Bingo Night avec Kako, gastronomie, artisanat, littérature, spectacle gratuit de Corneille, Bello, Paul Beaubrun, Win Butler Dark and Fire, Wesley, Rebecca Jean, Kelly Crow, Yama Laurent, Raccoon, Défilé Rara et plus de 150 artistes. Aïe aïe aïe! Haïti en folie, c'est Haïti comme vous ne l'avez encore jamais vu, du 25 au 31 juillet au quartier des spectacles Parc La Fontaine et cabaret La Tulipe. Info haïtienfolie.com.
NTSS.
In winter, these frogs become smug.
Nope, it was a bit like being thrown under the bus and undermined.
Tonight at 7, we see what happened to this worthless little sponge man.
Mr. Pop.
I warn you, this could scare you.
Welcome to hell.
Bonsoir tout le monde. That was Where Death Meets the Sea by Monolord, and we are Howls from Hell on CKUT 90.3 FM, kicking us off with some stoner rock, because that's legal in Canada now. And I am your host, John, in New York, and I'm joined by the...
Eric all the way out in Tangier. How you doing, folks?
The heads are of the show. And... yeah, we were having a fun night. It's just the two of us.
Santa's, where is she off?
The third head of the Hydra is off in terrorizing Scotland.
Yes. Ah, okay. Okay. Yeah. That's cool. Nice going with Hydra. We could have also done Cerberus. Or what other three-headed mythical creatures are there?
Well, if you...
Does the Manticore have three?
No. So, okay. So this is the part where we need to discuss parallel universes, right? And then so...
How long are you building up speed for, okay? Because I'm QPU misaligned, and I've been raising my scuttlebug all afternoon.
But what I was going to say is if you really dig into the lore in Elden Ring, you know, and the Dragon Lord Placidusax actually had three heads... But one of the heads is gone. So that's Sam tonight. Sam is the third head of the Dragon Lord Placidusax.
With that, we're going to play some Slayer.
Yeah, this is Angel of Death off of Tony Hawk's Project 8 soundtrack.
You're listening to Howls from Hell on CKUT 90.3 FM. Stick around. We got 2 hours of heavy metal for you. Here is some Slayer. Enjoy.
stars are crashing. Flames embrace the sky. Infernal souls that could force a huge gaze on my heart. I spill the song from the fire is everywhere. I know that's a gift from the sky. We are the six guardians of peace.
Please. Listening to Howls from Hell, the fastest way to end your first date on CKUT 90.3 FM.
I wanna fly away on a unicorn to a land of freedom and light, but I know but my destiny is to die in the ultimate fight. I wanna fly away across the galaxy to discover the force that's inside all of me. I wanna fly away.
New Glory Hammer here on Howls from Hell on CKUT 90.3 FM. And before that, you heard a little bit of Pathfinder, a little bit, 10 and a half minutes of Pathfinder with Beyond the Space, Beyond the Time off the album of the same name. John, how are you doing tonight?
I've been lost after that Pathfinder. I mean, I think the name is antithetical to the music. Ends up doing, but
well, I mean, you were also, you know, you were also blinded before that. But
well, because what I was describing to you, and which I'll now continue on air, is the epic finale in Stranger Things season 4 part 2, where Eddie Munson, the metalhead, he gets on top of a trailer in hell, plugs his guitar into an amp, and he plays Master of Puppets, and he just like shreds it. And it, nice. It's like one of the coolest things you'll see on TV. And it's why Metallica's Master of Puppets is also topping the charts these days.
Oh, my goodness. Well, little treat for our listeners if they stick around. Also, massive spoiler retroactively for anyone who hasn't seen season 4 yet. I'm sure there are people in Montreal just screeching right now like, God damn it, man.
Yeah, I mean, you get, when something comes out, you get the first weekend to either watch it or accept the fact that you're going to get spoiled.
I just prefer to be constantly out of the loop with regards to pop culture.
Yeah,
I've been watching this British comedy show called Taskmaster instead. Like,
what about people who get upset if you spoil or like a movie from the 80s?
Those people have no right to complain, sadly. Like, sorry. Like, something that old is just permeated into the pop culture. Like, spoil away. Spoil away.
Spoil away we shall.
Well, let's roll right back into it. Avantasia. Is this new? The Wicked Rule the Night?
Yeah, but the next song is not that.
Oh, right. I'm... See, I'm not looking.
Look at all these spoilers. It hasn't even happened yet. You're just
I'm so sorry. John, do you wanna correct my mistakes and take us away?
Yeah. This next song brought to you from hell. It's Master of Puppets by Metallica.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Howls from Hell, your weekly dose of Satan on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Flourish from the Contortionist, and I gotta give the Contortionist some credit there. I wasn't expecting the song to pivot into some sort of like kind of like women chanting folk singing.
Yeah.
So you know they're way better than I give them credit for. Like that was
very
that,
diverse.
Yeah, very diverse, very talented,
very prog.
Yeah, and before that, yeah. And, you know, before that, we leaned on some of our favorites. We listened to Enceferum's Token of Time. And before that, that was a brand new track from Avantasia, The Wicked Rule the Night. So, folks, we're clearly having fun. We're listening to some power metal. We're moving more into the death metal side of the show, as you can tell.
And, we're already an hour in. Like, that's half the show gone.
And to celebrate death metal, you know, one of the songs we're playing is... like a secret song about the greatest death metal band of all time, Death Clock.
Of course.
So for those who don't know, like the final conclusion to Death Clock takes place in a alternate, like release under a different name called Galacticon 2 Become the Storm. So we're going to play a song from Galacticon 2 Become the Storm because we finally get the thrill.